Welcome to Faith Biscuits. I'm your host, Don Shrum. This episode is the conclusion of my conversation with my ex-college roommate, Mark Watson. It's called Mark Chapter 3. Mark Chapter 1 features his upbringing in rural Washington State, some stories of our time together at Whitworth College in Spokane. Mark Chapter 2 features a few more stories and focuses on what is completed today, his conversion to Judaism. We were the hosts for a talent show. We played the old guys from the Muppet Show. Do you remember that? We had our hair white, slicked back, white powdery pancake makeup in black suits, sitting up making snide, cynical comments about what happened on stage that whole night. It's hysterical. And then I was trying to remember this. I think it was the same time. Also, because you were the steward, you had access to food. Do you remember standing at the front of the entire school and we're introducing an act and you said, Donnie, is it something like this? And you pulled out and you've got a pound of hamburger in your hand. And you're slapping it in your hand and it's greasy and vile and you're making little balls and you're throwing it into the audience. And they're yelling, oh God, it's so great.
Well, I think, nothing could really top our triumph of the performance that I think you wrote it.
You helped, and a lot of it was your writing, as I recall, the lyrics.
But we helped. We produced the show.
Musical number. Probably 12 minutes, 15 minutes long, had a few numbers to it. About
required wearing diapers.
Oleg McMillan Hall wearing diapers, 30 guys, 40 guys, half was involved. And it was a full kind of existential, is life worth living? Do I want to be born? The conversation was, you wanted to start it with a reenactment of the sexual act. You wanted some way to have a penis up there in a vagina. I think we're talking, we don't want to get kicked out before the number even happened. No. And of course it finished with Baby Power.
Right, but you know, the thing I remember too, is, you know, gosh, nowadays you just, remember?
It would never work.
Well, we had the black mama.
Oh, God. She came out to spank the babies?
Or help them, them out, or help them be born, or lead them out. But it was like the, or was it the one black guy?
We had
Rosie, is his name?
That's exactly right.
And he's such a good sport. He was totally into it.
Of course I'll be the black mama. Big breasts and a dress.
But I mean, oh my gosh. You know, that kind of humor.
And here's Whitworth College, because the closing song was to the Hallelujah chorus. Baby power.
Baby power.
We have been shown that birth is salvation. And remember, our friend Dana, at the last minute, bowed out. Because he felt like our song was sacrilegious. It wasn't honoring Handel's Messiah, which was a great religious number, and we had reduced it, or in our minds, elevated it to something else.
I mean, if that wasn't sacrilegious, I mean...
What is?
And that's a nice part about Judaism, is that I think that within Christianity, you know, it's so Christ-focused,
right,
that poor God gets a little bit backgrounded, a little bit. Especially when you start to explore some of the more mystical aspects, sure, of Judaism, is that the incredible, unknowable, unfathomable, right, aspects of this being,
right,
you know, are just so much more evident and present.
That's well put. That is an appreciation of mystery. Uh-huh. But listen, last night Janet said something. Thank you for dinner. It was great last night. That Janet, in reflecting upon your conversion, said something like this, tied to Sammy's conversion to Mormonism. That Janet felt like part of your
converting to Judaism was almost an offering to set an example for your core family here, including your beloved daughters, and especially Sammy, that guess what? Our love is so big, it could even handle changing religions as a way of giving her permission to feel okay about her new husband and that LDS tradition. And here you are.
I know that had a lot to do with it, because the religious part of being Jewish is not a lot different, you know, than being a Christian. Maybe that some people say, well, it's, of course it is. It's like a different religion. But to me...
No, that's really helpful to hear.
That, yeah, that played a huge, huge factor. I guess I've always just wanted Sammy to know that that as opposed to... get out of my sight. You can't be here like this. God. It's like, I love you so much that it doesn't matter. And I'm gonna support you that way.
I'm gonna support you by becoming Jewish. I thought about this in the middle of the night after I was hungover from that great bottle of wine we shared. You know how you guys sleep, what I've been drinking, guys sleep so well for the first few hours, and then I wake wide awake, you know, 1 or 2 o'clock. Oh, okay, I gotta go to the bathroom.
Oh man.
And then, yeah. And then you're awake. And I was thinking about this though. You're setting your life as an example. I gotta say this for Sammy, literally by changing your view of not of God, but of Jesus and all this, the accoutrements that go with God. That's a profoundly incarnational move. What I mean by that is it's the kind of sloppy, compromising move that I think Jesus would call us to make, to always put others first, even before our own religion. What could be more noble and loving, and ironically, what could be more Christ-like than saying, I'm no longer going to claim Christ, I'm going to claim Judaism and God in this capacity as a way of showing my daughter, this is how much I love you, and there's nothing you can do. She can't even get her ear pierced or go have sex and drink and drugs or even change religion. Now you've set the bar so impossibly high, she's got nothing left. Well, she still belongs to you. You're listening to Faith Biscuits, food for thought for the road. It's good to have you along.
There's these things, you know, and they come up. And, yeah, you really do have to decide and reach down.
Yes.
And in the end, right, the right choice is a hug and an embrace.
Oh, God. Beautiful.
And, you know, it doesn't matter.
I think that sometimes that we lack mystery in our tradition, or especially as Presbyterians, especially when you go to sit through as many classes as I have, you get so cognitive, delineating everything.
Our conversation wraps up, and it's time for my wife and I to head up Interstate 5 to Portland and extended family. I've always loved Mark for his big picture thinking. The size and feel of his faith, even now that it's Jewish, actually feels remarkably familiar to me. Then he beats me to it, as if in benediction for our time together, he sets himself back in my home turf, resets my eyes on Jesus, even, to send me on my way.
And, you know, so he was, yeah, I think it was a lot like you. You know, you've got this big tradition, and you've got all this stuff that you called it accoutrements, I love that, that's developed around it, but those things end up taking on,
sure,
you know,
power.
As much meaning or more meaning as some of the things that are really, and you just need somebody to come along once in a while and say, hey, think about it this way, or, you know, you're missing the point.
The bigger point.
So, and I think that's what you do.
Wow. Well, thank you.
But your ministry, though, I have to say, is, you know, and it is an adventure. As an adventure in the exploration of new ideas and of widening boundaries and stepping further out. end. You do that so well.
Oh, thank you,
I'm just
Mark.
So proud of you. You know, what you've done.
This is Don Shrum. Thanks for taking the time to listen to Faith Biscuits. Hope you found it meaningful and even a little bit tasty.